So today's reading is from Galatians chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 13 down to 26, and it's on page 1172 of the Church Bible. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much. Yeah, just whack that there. Brilliant. Thanks, Barbara. Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you. Please, if you've got a Bible, keep that open in front of you, boys and girls. Everything you need will be up here as we think about that Bible reading together. But why don't I pray and ask for God's help as we look at this portion of Scripture together again. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning for all that we've been learning together at our all-age services about your work in us through your Holy Spirit. Father, please this morning, as we consider again his fruit that he grows in us, we ask, please, that you would be growing that fruit in us even this morning. To the glory and praise of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Amen. Well, if you're new here this morning, we have been learning at our all-age services about the fruit of the Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, normally we have up here, we normally have something. What do we have up here that's missing today? Eleanor, what do we have that's missing? Anyone? All age service? Yep. Oh, what's that? Say it together. There's a tree. Does anyone remember that? Grown-ups, give me some signs of life today. You remember the tree. There's a tree missing. And that's because this morning I want us to understand that actually the tree is a person. It's you. And so I'm gonna borrow somebody. Lucas, can I borrow you for a second? Oh, he's looking at me like, why are you doing that? Come here, because we need, this isn't broccoli, this is a tree, okay? So Lucas, you can be a tree for me for a second, okay? So when the Holy Spirit, when someone trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside them. So let's just tuck the Holy Spirit in there. So the Holy Spirit is living inside Lucas because he's trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means that Lucas becomes like a human tree, like a broccoli. He becomes a tree, and the Spirit at work on the inside starts to grow his fruit on the outside. So you might need to put your arms out like a branch. Now, what are some of the things that we've seen the Holy Spirit grows in us? Can you remember some of them? We haven't got the tree up as a prompt. Yeah. Love, brilliant. Do you want to come and hang that on the tree for me? Let's see if we can find that one. Come and hang that on the tree. There's a sticky out bit there. That's good. Wonderful. Okay, so the Holy Spirit at work grows love. Brilliant. You can sit down. Yes, that's William. Joy. Come on up. Let's hang some joy on the Lucas tree. Where is he? There he is. That's joy. So we can slide that one all the way down. So the Holy Spirit at work, little by little, is growing joy in those who follow Jesus. Louise. Peace. Brilliant. Come on up. There we go. Yes, let's have another one. You can hang some peace on the tree. Yeah. Patience. Brilliant. Come on up. You can hang some patience on the tree. How's Lucas' tree looking? Yeah. Tobias, can you remember one? Kindness. Yes. Come on, hang that up. And yeah, can you remember one? There's a hint here. It begins with G and ends in udness. What is it? Do you want to come and hang that one on? There we go. Come on, hang this one up. Goodness. Wonderful. Do you want to come and hang it on the Lucas tree? Amazing. Now this, thank you so much. This is what we've been learning together on Sunday mornings. When the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside us, the gift that God gives to those who trust in Jesus, he does a wonderful work, little by little, growing us to have his fruit on, getting rid of the rotten fruit in our lives, all those things in that list that Barbara read to us, all the nasty things that break communities apart. And he grows in us these qualities which make us like Jesus, but at the same time make us a community of love, a community that loves one another as Jesus has loved us. So does that make sense? We know what we're doing? So you're still there just for a second, because we need to think about the next fruit that the Spirit works in us, grows in us little by little. And that is the fruit of, can we say this word together? Faithfulness. Now let's put that over the top of the broccoli. There it is. The faithfulness. Now this has an action, okay? And it's like this. It's faithfulness, which I think means kind of long, going long. Someone can trust you for a long time. So can we do it together? One, two, three. Faithfulness. And then up on the screen, this is the thing we're going to be learning together today. Then you can sit down, Lucas. Okay, thank you for doing this. This is what we're learning today. The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. Can we say that together? The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. Okay, sorry, I got the Holy Spirit action wrong. It's the Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. Should we do that one more time? The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. Brilliant. Now you can sit down with you can take all that with you, because the Holy Spirit's at work in you. He's growing all these things in you. But we need to think about this idea of faithfulness. Now what does that mean? Okay, we've got to think about that this morning, doesn't it? What does it mean that the Holy Spirit is growing our faithfulness? And we're going to see this morning two things that means. The first is that it means the Holy Spirit is making us those who are full, that's the sign, like a cup filling up, full of faith in Jesus. Can we do that together? He means being full of faith in Jesus. That's what it means. Now, think about the word faithful. It means being full up of faith. Now, let's have a think about that for a second. Can I have some help? Because I need to make this bucket, maybe all of you could help me. I need to make this bucket as full as we can of these balls. So does someone want to come and open that up for us? And let's make this bucket as full as we can so we can't get any more in there. Someone found the zip? Oh, that's the challenge number one, isn't it? Okay, so let's fill up this bucket. Make sure it's full so we can't get any more in there, okay? Whoa, careful, careful. Oh, well, dear, we've caused chaos down the front here. There we go. Okay, whoop, carefully, carefully. Let's get the bag open. Oh, careful. Right, let's get that bag open. Okay. Right then. Okay, can we get any more in there? Is it full up yet?
No.
Right then. Let's get them in there. Let's get them up. Can we get any more in? Oh, no, they're starting to overspill now. Wonderful. Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much. Right then, if you sit yourselves down. Now that is full up, isn't it? You can't get any more in there. And that is what the Holy Spirit wants to do for us. He wants to fill us up so we're absolutely full of faith. But that begs the question, doesn't it? What is faith? Now, for those of you who were here last week, Colin helped us to think about what is faith. But what I want to do this morning is think about that with this chair, okay? So here is a chair. Now, all of you in this room right now are exercising faith. Did you know that? Every one of you has faith in this room. Because when you walked into the room today, you looked at a chair and you thought, we probably didn't even think about it. You just said, I believe that chair will hold me up. And then you trusted in the chair and showed faith because you sat down on it. And that's faith. Because you believed and you trusted that the chair would hold you up. And you know what? That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for us when it comes to Jesus. He wants us and he fills us up and he grows us to be absolutely full of faith in Jesus. That we believe in what Jesus says. We believe in the things that he's done. And we don't just believe it and say, oh, that's nice. But we trust it. We trust in Jesus and we sit down on him and we say, Jesus, I believe you. I trust you. And what are the kind of things that we trust Jesus with? Well, we trust Jesus to be the one who forgives our sins. Grown-ups, if you've got a Bible, back in chapter 2 and verse 16, he says this. He says, you know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but by, what does it say there? Faith in Jesus. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift that helps us to grow full of faith. Full of faith that Jesus forgives our sins. And he's the one who helps us to grow full of faith in Jesus' promises that he will be with us always to the end of the age. And he helps us to be full of faith that Jesus is coming again. You've been learning that this week, haven't you? At the holiday club? That Jesus is coming again? And the Holy Spirit, little by little, bit by bit, is making us full of faith, full of trust in Jesus as the years go by. Now, I don't know about you, but I really need help to be full of faith in Jesus. When things are hard, perhaps when friendships aren't going very well, or school's a bit of a drag, or some of us might be here this morning, we've got big things going on in our lives. When things are hard, it can be difficult to trust in Jesus. And so I really need help to be full of faith in Jesus, don't you? And that's what the Holy Spirit does. The gift of the Holy Spirit, he works faith in us that we might trust even when things are difficult. When things are hard, we can be tempted to think, does Jesus really love me? Does Jesus really care for me? Is this really good for me? But over time, one of the works of the Spirit is that he helps us to grow in faith, to grow full. Can we do that together? To be full of faith in Jesus. That's a work of the Holy Spirit. Don't you need help to do that? And you can do that for the first time. It's the Holy Spirit. If any of us are sitting here this morning and believing in the Lord Jesus and trusting him, because that's because of work of the Holy Spirit. But also we can do that for the thousandth time. If you're here this morning and you think, oh, I really wish I had more faith, more trust in Jesus, even when things are difficult, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospels, the accounts of Jesus' life, there's a story of someone who comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, if you can help me. And Jesus says, if I can help you? And then the man cries out and he says, oh Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And maybe we could pray that this morning if we're struggling for faith. And we could say, Lord, please, through your Holy Spirit, would you grow me to be full of faith, full of trust in Jesus as the one who can really help us, full of trust in Jesus as the one who promises to be with us, full of trust in Jesus as the one who's going to come again. So boys and girls, can we do the first one? The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. Can you say that with me? The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. But what does that mean? It means he makes us full of faith in Jesus. That's the first work of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of the grown-ups might be sitting there thinking, hang on a second, that's not what the word faithful means. But actually, I just want to say to the grown-ups for a second that there is one Greek word which we translate faith and faithfulness, and they both capture the work of the Holy Spirit. So for the 20 times in the book of Galatians that this word faith appears, this is the one time it's translated faithfulness. Every other time it's faith. But that shows that these two things are linked together, that the Holy Spirit is the one who grows us to be full of faith. It's his work if you have faith. And if you still have faith today, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness, which means being full of faith in Jesus. But here's the other thing that we want us to think about this morning. It should appear on the screen. And it's this. The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. What does that mean? It means that others can be full of faith in us. Should we do that together? It means that others can be full of faith in us. Now, what do we mean by that? What does it mean that others can be full of faith in us? Well, let's come back to this chair for a moment, okay? I want you to imagine that actually when you came into church today, there was only two chairs left, okay? This was the two chairs that were in front of you. Now, as you walked into church, say these were the only two chairs, which of these two chairs would you choose to sit on? No, don't be, yeah, this one. This one? Okay, if it's this one, put your hand up. If it's this one, put your hand up. Some of you crazy people. Now, why would you trust this chair? Why would you trust this chair and not that chair? What do you think? Yeah. It does look a little bit stronger, doesn't it? This one looks like it. Yes, Eleanor, what do you think?
Because that one's made out of paper and that one's made out of plastic.
Yes, that's right. So you're making a judgment. You think, this chair looks reliable. This chair looks like it will hold me up. This chair will take my weight. Whereas you look at this chair and you think, ooh, I'm not so sure. Maybe I'll stand for the service this morning. Now, here's the thing I want us to think about this morning. When people look at you, what chair do they see? What chair are you like this morning? Are you reliable? Can people trust you? Or are you a bit like this chair where people think, oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can trust that person. Because one of the works of the Holy Spirit in us is that he wants to make us more and more like Jesus, who is reliable and trustworthy and faithful. See, are you the sort of person who keeps your promises? Are you the sort of person who does the things that you say you will do? Are you the sort of person who tells the truth? Are you the sort of person who keeps on doing the things that you say you'll do, even over a long period of time? What kind of a chair are you? And this morning, as I look at these two chairs, I have to be honest and say, do you know what? I feel a little bit like this chair sometimes. Isaiah, the prophet, tells us that our faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. Don't you feel like that sometimes, grown-ups? Do you feel a bit like that sometimes? You want to be faithful, you want to be trustworthy, but sometimes we're unfaithful. And so this morning, I look at these chairs and I think, wow, I really need the help of the Holy Spirit to be more like this chair than this chair. I really need the help of the Holy Spirit to be faithful. And one of the works of the Holy Spirit in us is that little by little, over time, as we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness. Can we do that together? The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness, which means that others can start to be full of faith in us. We can become reliable. You see, God wants his church, he wants his people here on earth to be like him. God is the faithful one who always keeps his promises, who always does what he says he will do. He is loyal, he will never let you down. And he wants us as a community to be like him. And that doesn't happen overnight. That means that we have to grow. The Spirit has to grow us to be faithful. Now listen, I've got three friends this morning just to help us think about what that might look like this week, okay? And I want you boys and girls to give me, if you think this person is faithful, I want you to give me a thumbs up. If you think they're unfaithful, I want you to give me a thumbs down, okay? You got that? So if you think this person is faithful, then give me a thumbs up. If you think they're unfaithful, you give me a thumbs down. Okay, so this is Jack. And one day, Jack's dad comes to him and he says, Jack, I've got a job for you to do today. And I want you to do this job every single day. Will you do that for me? And Jack says, yeah, okay, what's the job? And his dad says, I want you to pick up your dirty washing every single night, and I want you to put it in the dirty washing basket. And Jack's like, okay, I'll do it. Every single day. Yes, every single day, Dad. I'll do it every single day. And Jack starts really well. He keeps his promise. But then a little bit later on, Jack starts to get tired and he climbs into bed and he steps over his big pile of dirty washing and he's about to get in. But as he steps over, because he's a follower of Jesus, he starts to get prompted. He's like, hang on a second. My dad asked me to put that into the dirty washing. And so Jack turns around, he picks up his bundle of dirty washing and he puts it in the dirty washing basket, and then he climbs into bed. Now, what do you think? Was Jack faithful or was he unfaithful? Let's see. That's right. Could Jack be trusted? What do you think? Could he be trusted by his dad? Which chair was he like? He's like that chair, wasn't he? Because the Holy Spirit's at work in Jack because he trusts Jesus. Okay, let's have another one. This is Jill, okay? So Jill was out in the playground at school. And sadly, two of her friends started to have a bit of a fight. And it all got a bit nasty, and they all had to go inside, and they had to talk to the teacher. And one friend was saying this, and another friend was saying that. And eventually, the teacher turns around to Jill and says, Jill, what happened in the playground? Now, Jill has a choice to make, because she knows that if she tells the truth, she will get one of her friends into trouble. But she wants to be faithful to what God says, and so she tells the truth. Now, was Jill faithful or was she unfaithful? What do you think? She was faithful. She was faithful because she told the truth. She did what was right. She was faithful to God in that moment. Now, is Jill someone that the teacher could trust or not trust? What do you think? Could she trust her? Yeah. Which chair was she like? This chair over here, brilliant. Now, here's the last one. This is Ravi. Now, Ravi has a really good friend called Mia, okay? And one day, Mia comes into school, and she's all upset. And she's a bit sort of sad. She's got some tears in her eyes. And Ravi says, oh, what's wrong? And Mia says, oh, no, I don't want to tell anyone. And Ravi says, you can trust me. I won't tell anyone. And so Mia shares with Ravi the problem that she was having. But she says, please don't tell anyone. But later that day, Ravi goes out to their other friends and he says, oh, you'll never guess what. You'll never believe what's wrong with Mia today. And so he tells everybody else what Mia's done. And do you know what? Mia had also said, please would you play with me at playtime today? Because I don't want to be on my own. And Ravi said, yes, I promise. But when playtime came round, he ran out into the playground and played football with his friends rather than helping Mia. Now, what do you think? Was Ravi faithful or unfaithful? Unfaithful. Which chair was Ravi like? He was like the paper chair, wasn't he? And boys and girls, the Holy Spirit wants us to be faithful. He grows us to be faithful. He wants us to be more and more like Jesus. He wants us to be more and more like this chair rather than this chair here. Because that's how we reflect that we're a community that belongs to a faithful God. Now listen, does that mean that we just have to do nothing? Okay, because it's the Holy Spirit, right? Think about the tree, Lucas the tree. There he is, the Holy Spirit lives inside him and it's all growing on the outside. And we could say, oh yes, this is great news. I'm just going to sit back, I'm going to read my Bible, and then hopefully just tomorrow morning I will be super faithful. Is that what happens? No. Have a look at, grown-ups, if you've got your Bible, I want you to look at verse 25. And boys and girls, listen to this. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit prompts us, and we need to keep in step with him. So think about Jack when he climbed over his washing. He remembered he was prompted by the Spirit to pick up that washing. And he had to keep in step. He could have ignored, but instead he remembered and he did it. Or think about a time when you're reminded of a promise you've made. When you're reminded of it, keep it. When we listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying to us, when he brings to mind the scriptures, we must do it. We must keep in step with the Spirit. And so, boys and girls, this is what we've been learning today, okay? This is what the Holy Spirit does in us. Can we say this together? The Holy Spirit grows our faithfulness, which means being full of faith in Jesus. And it means that others can be full of faith in us. Now, I don't know about you, but I really want to pray that the Holy Spirit helps me to be full of faith in Jesus and full of others can be full of faith in me this week. Do you want to pray that as well? Should we ask the Holy Spirit to do that in us this week? And let's pray that we can keep in step with the Spirit. Let's pray together. Our God and our Father in heaven, as we think about being faithful, we want to thank you that Jesus is so faithful. He is described as the one who is faithful in all your house. We thank you that he always keeps his promises. Thank you that we can trust and believe him. Father, we want to thank you that you've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for his work in us to grow his fruit little by little over time. Please would you grow our faithfulness. Please would you grow us to be full of faith in Jesus, even when things are hard and it's hard to believe. And please would you grow us so that others can be full of faith in us, full of trust, as we become reliable, loyal people just like you. And we ask all this, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand.